Do you think it would be seen as betrayal to the identity of the town of Milledgeville, because we've talked about the festival being a part of that identity, to advertise outside of that 60-mile radius you mentioned earlier?
No, I don't think it'd be a betrayal at all. And it goes back to, I think the more outsiders we can bring into our town, I think the better off we are. And this goes deeper than just an arts and cultural level. We need, from a political standpoint, an economic standpoint, we need jobs in Milledgeville. We need companies willing to invest their money to put workplaces here. And then having culture helps be one of the attractions, one of the reasons they would come here and want to invest in our town. And if we can get people from outside the 60-mile radius that says, you know what, this would be a great town to set up a factory or a warehouse or anything that can provide jobs. I think it would be a service to be able to attract those people, not the other way around.
So you think it makes Deep Roots keeps the profit and the benefit here, as long as it's concentrated towards the benefit of Milledgeville?
Yeah, and that's the goal. That's the goal.
Last two, do you have any fun anecdotes of the festival that you'd like to share?
Well, I love reminding people that we started off with two trailer tractor beds of uneven heights, we just thought they were all the same height, they're all the same. Nope. And, and sun went down, we didn't have any lights, and we started from very humble beginnings, and it's been the hard work of a lot of volunteers over 12 years to make it become what it is. And there's been so many people incremental and, doing all types of things, whether it's fencing or security or... there's so many... I could go on and on.
Do you hire in-house for that, for security and such?
Well, the security... now is all through the Milledgeville Police Department. We had no choice after a while, just because there's a difference between trying to maintain a crowd of 400 and 500 people at a certain time of day and trying to maintain 10,000 people at a certain time. And the Milledgeville Police Department has been great. In fact, one of their they sit in on a lot of our meetings and kind of guide us in ways to make smart decisions. Then there's things people don't think about, like trash pickup. How do you maintain trash issues and porta potties? And there's a lot of small things behind it that are so important, because if you don't have enough toilets and you don't have enough trash cans, that can get bad really quick, and so it's, yeah. It's a lot of fun. But as far as in-house stuff, we try to use as many local businesses as we can for almost everything that we can. That's not always possible, but and not to mention what a huge economic impact the festival is in itself for all the businesses downtown. I think it's pretty much safe to say it's the busiest day for every business downtown.
Absolutely. And my last question is, are there specific events or places in Milledgeville's history that you believe to have informed the formation or the maintenance of the Deep Roots Festival?
Has informed or...
I think that's a better worded question.
Has it informed?
Do you think that the Deep Roots Festival is at all rooted in the history of Milledgeville? So has any particular place or event?
I would actually say no to that. When we first started the festival, it was named Sweetwater Festival. And that was because the reason that Milledgeville became the capital of Georgia's, the myth, some call it a myth, it isn't in many books, is that when settlers were here, there's an underground spring that's still very active and very much alive today, and it runs right through the heart of downtown. And it's noted of what it's the sweet taste that it would make when they mixed with their whiskey or their moonshine. And it's referred to as the sweet water of Milledgeville. And that was kind of the reason that it became the capital of Georgia. So as far as history, that's about as deep as it ever got. We did not want to, I mean, the goal was never to kind of bring the past into the present. It was more to say, here's where we are now. How can we grow together? How can we be better together? How can we move forward together? Look at what we're doing now, as opposed to being some, and there's certainly room for that for other festivals or events. That just was never our, that was not our plan.
Awesome. Well, that is it. Thank you so much.